KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, we have a little bit of sunshine above the KJAN studios north of Atlantic, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. And we look for showers and thunderstorms this morning and then again later this afternoon, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Well, the City of Council Bluffs has just released its latest report on the storm situation that hit there earlier this morning and on the Missouri River flooding. The city says that western and southern portions of Council Bluffs received significant rainfall early this morning. Numerous areas in the community experienced street flooding, and public works crews are working at maintaining pumping stations and temporary pumps to draw down the water levels. Also, there were numerous streets that were barricaded in Council Bluffs due to flooding. Police and fire department personnel responded to numerous calls regarding street flooding and evacuation assistance. And as of 8 a.m., five individuals were assisted with evacuation, of which two went to a shelter. The city has also received five reports of trees down over power lines or right-of-ways. In addition, the American Red Cross has reopened the shelter at the Community Church of Christ in Council Bluffs at 140 West Canesville Boulevard. City officials urge anyone impacted by the flooding to go to a Red Cross shelter where they will have a safe place to stay, a place to sleep, a hot meal, some minor first aid, referrals, and, of course, a shoulder to lean on. City also reports due to high water, one westbound lane of Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs will be closed west of South 24th Street. Any residents seeing down power lines are urged to report them to MidAmerican Energy by calling 800-799-4443. And you should always assume that electric lines are live and not touch them. And due to last week's storms, the City of Council Bluffs Recycling Center continues to accept tree debris free of charge from Council Bluffs residents. Tree debris will be accepted during normal business hours beginning today and will continue until further notice. And as for the Missouri River, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers forecasts the Missouri River will remain at 34 feet in Council Bluffs and begin to recede starting August 23rd, which would be on Tuesday. The projected river level by September the 4th is 30.6 feet, and although this level is above flood stage, the water is anticipated to be substantially off the levees, thereby reducing the pressure on those levees. And that's the latest word from the City of Council Bluffs, which remains at alert level 1. News time is 9:02.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
Law enforcement agencies around the state are preparing for a crackdown on impaired drivers. Larry Sauer with the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, the beefed-up enforcement effort, it says is dubbed Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. And it's scheduled to run from this Thursday, August 25th, through the Labor Day holiday weekend.
And they will focus their attention on evening hours when data tells us that drunk driving is the worst time. And that is generally from 6 in the evening to 3 a.m. in the morning, and then especially on the weekend.
There were 371 fatal traffic crashes in Iowa in 2009, and Sauer says that 96 were alcohol-related.
Folks have to realize that when they take a drink, sometimes they feel that they're okay to drive, but in actuality, their senses are slowed and they become a hazard to themselves and everybody else that's on the road.
Young drivers, he says, are especially at risk of being involved in an alcohol-related fatal traffic crash.
I think it's the age group, you know, with the highest percentage of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities is the age group of 21 to 24. It just seems that I guess I really don't know the reasons. It seems like they just take more risk with alcohol and driving than other age groups do.
A similar enforcement effort was conducted last year, and between August 24th and September 6th, there were 7 fatalities on Iowa roads. 2 of those crashes involved drunk drivers. A Des Moines police officer who was struck by a pickup truck at the Iowa State Fair remains hospitalized in critical condition. Falcom Tron had a successful surgery but remains in critical condition Sunday night with head and internal injuries. Tron was assigned to help pedestrians cross an intersection when he was injured just before midnight Saturday. Police say the driver of the pickup, Keith Terry of Bellows Creek, North Carolina, who turned 37 on Sunday, was charged with serious injury by motor vehicle and operating while intoxicated. He's been held in the Polk County Jail. Court records show Terry was granted a public defender, but none had been assigned to his case as of Sunday. Tron is an 11-year veteran of the Des Moines Police Department. State allocated money meant for rehiring 10 nursing home inspectors whose jobs were lost amid budget cuts is instead going elsewhere. The Iowa Department of Inspection and Appeals said that the $650,000 that state lawmakers restored to its budget isn't needed for inspectors. Spokesman David Warning said the department has become more efficient since the jobs were lost. So the money is going toward general operations of the department's health facilities division and better oversight of residential facilities for disabled Iowans. The decision doesn't sit well, though, with lawmakers. Democratic Senators Pam Yocum of Dubuque and Jack Hatch of Des Moines say the money was allocated with the expectation that it would go toward rehiring those inspectors. Fire has destroyed a home east of Indianola in south-central Iowa. Fire trucks were dispatched just before 4 a.m. Sunday. No one was inside the home, and no injuries to firefighters were reported. The cause of that blaze is under investigation. 12 people were displaced after a fire at a Cedar Rapids apartment complex over the weekend. Fire crews were called to the complex at around 5 a.m. Saturday. Officials say the blaze took the roof off the building. The complex itself was destroyed, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. A Des Moines hospital underwent its own baby boom last week. An official said 42 babies were born at Iowa Methodist Medical Center downtown from midnight Tuesday through midnight Thursday. That averages 21 babies a day, more than double the hospital average of 8 to 10 a day. Hospital spokeswoman Amy Varco said that doctors told women who had scheduled elective procedures, such as inducements or C-sections, they could wait until the hospital calmed down a bit. Varco says most of the women decided to go ahead with their deliveries anyway. She says extra doctors and nurses were brought in. A software development company has announced plans to bring 20 new jobs to Ames this fall. Georgia-based Rural Solutions LLC plans to open an office in Ames this October. The company hopes to be able to attract more jobs in the future. Ron Hallenbeck of the Ames Economic Development Commission said the jobs will be well-suited for experienced information technology workers, as well as recent graduates of Iowa State University who want to stay in Ames. Rural Solutions' parent company, Expansion LLC, offers software development, design, maintenance, and support. The Ames Economic Development Commission said the focus of the company's Ames office will be software testing and quality assurance for existing and future clients. A Des Moines pawn shop has reported the theft of $30,000 in rings, Quality Pawn and Jewelry, filed a report with police late last week. 8 rings had been left in a blue bag in a back room, and police say the rings and the bag disappeared earlier in the week. Employees have checked the store, and one person drove to Ohio as part of an effort to ensure the bag had not been shipped by mistake. A woman who claimed she was sexually harassed by a co-worker at an Iowa military base and fired after she complained will be paid $190,000 in damages and legal fees and reinstated under a legal settlement. Lindsay Bertrand claimed the harassment started shortly after she was hired as a custodian at Camp Dodge in Johnston in 2008. In a lawsuit filed last year, the 23-year-old claimed the co-worker described his sex life in detail, propositioned her for sex, and reportedly made calls to her. Bertrand claimed that her hours were changed and she was later fired after she complained. To settle, the state paid Bertrand $34,000 in lost wages, $70,000 for emotional distress, $86,000 in legal fees, and gave her a job as a custodian at an Iowa Army National Guard facility. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks were opening higher this morning on Wall Street, breaking a 4-week losing streak. Many traders are looking ahead to a speech by Ben Bernanke, the Fed Reserve Chairman, at an annual meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this Friday. Some analysts believe the Fed may make another move to help the U.S. flagging economy. Stocks fell sharply over the past 4 weeks, of course, as traders worried that the U.S. might enter another recession. Currently on Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 118 points. The S&P 500 is up about 12.5. NASDAQ is up a little more than 29 points. World leaders say the end is near for Muammar Gaddafi's regime. Leaders across Europe welcome the rebels' dramatic advances in the Libyan capital of Tripoli after 6 months of fighting, and they urge Gaddafi to surrender and avoid a bloodbath. Analysts say one benefit of the overthrow of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi could be lower oil prices. There have already been some signs on oil markets, but it could be several months before the full effect is felt. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
And in our funeral announcements, 36-year-old Nick Halterman of Coon Rapids died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Nick Halterman will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 81-year-old Elaine Miners of Manila died Thursday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Elaine Miners will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 86-year-old Loretta Grody of Harlan died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Loretta Grody will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 77-year-old Marjorie Southman of Griswold died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Southman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 69-year-old Joanne Harder Holzbus of Atlantic died Saturday at the Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Joanne Holzbus will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 90-year-old Catherine Earlmeyer of Manning died Sunday at the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Earlmeyer will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 67-year-old Darwin Andy F. Anderson of Greenfield died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Andy Anderson will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. 96-year-old Georgine Peters of Roanoke, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died August 16th in Roanoke. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And 50-year-old Brian Donald Jensen of Ponte Vedra, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Services for Brian Jensen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.